This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And she's so enthusiastic about her radio journey, and I am too. I'll share a bit of mine a little bit later on. But first, this insert, sponsored by Mana Health Products, the only 100% natural organic supplement for blood sugar control. Being a Thursday, we're hanging out with Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Speaking about World Radio Day, I'm not sure if Dr. Wendy has done any radio work before connecting with me here on K-Pulpit, but we've done, I don't know, Wendy, hundreds, feels like hundreds of inserts together. Good morning and welcome on this World Radio Day.
Good morning, Brad. Thank you so very much. No, I hadn't done anything before this, so I think this has been my first exposure and certainly longest.
Yes, without a doubt. You've settled in wonderfully as Dr. Wendy on a Thursday morning, and we're going to continue this conversation this morning, and I'm very grateful that we can have the likes of Dr. Wendy Christian with us. Eye health is where we were for a few weeks, and then we moved from eyes to ears, and we're already on part three of healthy hearing. Last week we spoke about magnesium, omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, folic acid. Today we're looking at practical ways to protect our hearing, Dr. Wendy. Some of the things that you've been sharing with me are things like salt and sugar and medication and other things. Let's get into that this morning.
Okay, so we obviously do need to think about what we're eating in relation to our ears. You know, you think, well, you know, how can your food possibly have anything to do with your ears? But it actually does make a difference. So limiting our salt intake and our sugar intake is important, because the high salt intake can increase the fluid retention in the ear, which can contribute to conditions like Meniere's disease, and excess sugar can lead to inflammation, which can impact our ear health as well.
Is it possible that some of the medication that we take could have a side effect and that could potentially cause issues with our hearing?
Yes. So there are certain medications like antibiotics, pain medications, that can have a negative impact on our hearing. Hmm. So it's very important to check with your doctor about any side effects, especially if you are, you know, sometimes you're not even aware of it. And just to make sure, and to read the pamphlets and to make sure that there's no harmful side effects. Even over-the-counter medications can be harmful, so it's very important to check on those before just taking them.
I would guess if there is deterioration in your hearing, you don't necessarily pick it up until it becomes really obvious. So would it help us to get regular hearing tests to find out how we are doing in terms of our ear health?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think as part of our general health checkups, we should start looking at checking our hearing. Sometimes from younger, if you've been exposed to loud noises from a young age, then perhaps to start checking your hearing from a younger age. But certainly as we start hitting 40, 50, that's one of the things that we should be checking as a regular thing. You know, once a year, once every 2 years, to make sure that there isn't any deterioration, because it does have a negative impact. And you sometimes don't realize it. You know, you slowly start feeling more and more isolated, or you can have obvious symptoms. So, you know, have your hearing checked. It's not a difficult thing to do. There are audiologists that you can see that are able to check your hearing. Mm.
Dr. Wendy, there are some things that are quite obvious when it comes to, oh dear, something's wrong. And one of those, and I experience it too from time to time, I'm not even sure if that's normal or not, but kind of like just a ringing in your ears. What's going on there?
So that's called tinnitus, and it's a problem with the inner ear, or it can be a problem on the nerve ending, or the nerve endings that supply the ear. So it can be caused by so many different things. It can be caused by a trauma to the ear, so you might have had some other trauma in the ear. And sometimes it just happens. It just starts. It can be a blood pressure issue. So there's so many different things. The tinnitus and vertigo are two of the fairly obvious symptoms that people experience with ears, apart from deafness.
Yes. How would you define vertigo?
So vertigo is a sensation of spinning or dizziness. You know, it feels like if you sit up, the room is spinning, or if you lie down and you turn over, the room spins. It's a really awful feeling. It can be very debilitating. And as I said, this is an inner ear issue, that can be caused by certain various different environmental factors.
I experienced vertigo a number of years ago, and I took myself off to have it tested at with some audiologists, and it was the weirdest experience to test whether the vertigo was neurological. It was part of the whole barrage of tests, and they insert this thing very carefully into your ear, and it simply drops a little drop of warm water at a very specific part in the ear. And it feels like you're on a roller coaster, but you're just lying there on a bed. It was frightening and weird all at the same time. When they said we know how awful that was, we're not going to test your other ear. We've got all the answers that we need. But grateful to have had it checked out. It's one of those where rather know what the problem is than assume it's nothing. I'm guessing when it comes to one's ears, Wendy, there's a point at which, ooh, you should have come previously because it's a bit late now.
Yes, yes, definitely. But there could be degeneration that would not really have been preventable. But there are certainly treatments. So, say something like vertigo. There are treatments for vertigo, and it could be coming from your ears. It could be coming from a head or a neck injury. It could be the cause of migraine headaches or a result of migraine headaches. There could be neurological things. So you might need to explore a few avenues before you actually get to the root of what's causing the vertigo.
A little bit earlier on, you made mention of many years disease. Could you expand on that a little bit?
So you can have these crystals in the inner ear, calcium crystals, and those can get dislodged, or there can be a fluid buildup in the inner ear. And sometimes, if you've ever had that experience where your ear either feels deaf, you go over you go up a mountain or a hill, and you feel like your ear gets blocked. Sometimes it happens when you're flying. Then fluid gets trapped in that inner ear part and it can't come out. And so you can have tinnitus, you can have vertigo, or just this blocked sensation in your ear. And that is known as Meniere's disease.
I know some people who struggle quite terribly with migraines. Can that also cause vertigo?
Yes, so migraines can definitely influence that because it can influence both your eyes and your ears, and obviously a lot of the neurological functions in the brain area, and so that can contribute to vertigo as well. So they can be to, you can have them together.
I know that my issue came from a neck injury after I was a car rammed into me from behind at a traffic light. And so I had to deal with that appropriately. I'm grateful that had a good turnout. But I'm assuming then, based on my experience, that a neck or a head injury could also be a reason.
Absolutely. So, just checking that those type of things. So, if you go and have your vertigo looked at, then the specialist or whoever is examining you will be able to determine, is it actually coming from the ears? Is it coming from the neck and shoulders? Because even tension in your neck and shoulders can cause things like vertigo.
Let's go back to tinnitus, that ringing or buzzing sound in the ear that you were talking about. What could be the cause of that?
So it can be due to hearing loss. It can also be due to inner ear disorders or ear problems. It can be due to circulatory problems, so blood pressure issues and other circulation issues. Certain medications can cause it, and there could also be neurological or psychological factors associated with that. Sometimes the little bones fuse in the ear, and sort of the vibrations are coming in at a different frequency, and that can cause tinnitus.
Can tinnitus also just be a symptom of aging, and to assume it can't, there's not necessarily a very serious reason for it, but just, getting older.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
So, you mentioned Meniere's disease. That can also make tinnitus worse.
Yes, that and you get something called an acoustic neuroma can exacerbate tinnitus. And so again, that's on the nerve system. Sometimes there's growths in the ear, and those things can be, your audiologist or ENT or somebody like that would be able to look and see what is going on in the ear.
And what happens if just some swimming or, water gets trapped in your ear, or there's a bit of an infection, so there's a bit more liquid present in the ear canal? I mean, can it be something as simple as that to also exacerbate tinnitus?
Exactly. Yes, it can. So anything that prevents the proper flow of fluids in and out of the ear, or blocks the ear could potentially exacerbate tinnitus symptoms.
This is quite fascinating now, because tinnitus is something most people experience, but it really could be pretty much anything. It could be something neurological, it could be water in the ear, it could be wax buildup, it could be a neurological condition. So I'm thinking if tinnitus happens regularly, Dr. Wendy, that we should really get it checked out, because it could be any range of things.
It could be, and there are certainly things that could potentially help it. And in some people, if it's on the nerve endings, or if there's a bit more of a sort of a deeper issue, sometimes it is irreversible. Sometimes it'll just be temporary. Sometimes it can be better or worse. So, it's interesting how these things play out in our systems.
Yeah, if we can get these things sorted out, I say we don't mess with our eyes and our ears. If it's possible to get it checked out, get it sorted out, to get it sooner rather than later. We'll touch more on the management and treatment of tinnitus and vertigo next time we connect, in our next part in this multi-part series. We say massive thanks to Dr. Wendy Christian for setting time aside every Thursday morning for us and more. We appreciate your input, your enthusiasm, your expertise, and we wish you a wonderful Thursday, Wendy, until we connect again.
Thanks so much, Brad, and have a wonderful Thursday too.
If you want to connect with Dr. Wendy, it's a simple Google search. She's a health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. And you can go and spend some time with her and get the help that you need as well on your wellness journey into 2025.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.